Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
When it comes to nudity, when did you just not need to see that? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Daniel. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Oh, I just remembered about our every Friday, me and a lesbian couple that I lived with and a friend of ours, we would always play naked Wii bowling. But that's not why I called. My story was the exact opposite of what I saw. It was more of me flashing everybody over the course of an entire night at a campground down in Little Rock, Washington. It was summer of around 96 or 97. It was following the Grateful Dead from Seattle down to, I believe it was Portland. And that day, it was a weekend, a gentleman named Gideon Israel, he had a party four times a year, a celebration. And it was at his property, and they called it Rainbow Valley. Well, needless to say, a bunch of hippies, you know, following the dead going down, following the shows down the West Coast. We had a multitude of acid, multitude of mushrooms, and during those times, a bunch of peanut butter strength got mixed in there as well. Well, needless to say, I had no problem, you know, bouncing from campground or camping spot to camping spot, staying high, playing cards. I blew out my shorts. I was going commando, but I blew out my shorts. I had no clue. I didn't even feel the breeze. I was having such a good time, but I had always gotten some sort of a weird look or a wry grin or a comment of, I want what he's on, or you have yourself a good night. And it wasn't until about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning when it all kind of like just dawned on me that pretty much it flashed, a good 50 people.
Okay. All right.
But to be fair, I feel like if you're following the dead, if I were to follow the dead down the West Coast, I just assume I'm going to see a lot of naked people.
Mm-hmm.
Right, it's like a festival. Anything like, oh, you're going to see some nudity. There's no doubt about it.
Yep,
it's the dead,
and it's also acid.
And right, I put these two things together.
We're at Oregon Ridge, which is like an outdoor amphitheater in outside of Baltimore. Not exactly as big as White River, but it was on a big hillside. It used to be an old ski slope.
Okay.
So me and my buddy, same thing he just said, peanut butter and jelly sandwich with mushrooms in the middle.
Right.
He eats one sandwich, I eat the other sandwich. This is P-Funk is playing this night.
Oh, nice.
So there's 4 or 5 bands that are opening up. It's like an all-day thing.
Right.
We're sitting on a blanket on the hillside, and all of a sudden my buddy Scott takes off his shirt, he takes off his pants, he takes off his underwear, he takes off his socks, and Scott goes running into the woods.
What are you thinking?
And I'm like, oh, no. Like, what? Because typically, when you're in that state of mind, it was just me and him that were there.
Right.
You need a partner in crime, someone kind of, or just you can just maybe talk them out of anything dumb, or you're on the same wavelength.
Sure.
So you're hoping that they're staying together and keeping it together and staying with you. And he just bolts into the woods, and I'm just like,
naked.
Oh my God. So I go try to find him. I'm like, Scott, man, where are you? Where are you? And he's like hiding behind trees, going hee hee hee, and then he's like run down the trail. And then I'm like, the hell with it. I turn around and I realize now another hour's gone by. He's still not back yet. So I'm like, okay, look, I am enjoying the music, but I'm by myself, and I'm reaching that level of like, hey, man, like, you know, this is...
Need some support.
And now I'm getting worried because now that's kicking in. Like, I wonder if he got lost. So I go in about, I don't know, 200 yards into the woods on the only trail that I saw him run through, right? And I'm like, I'm calling out his name, and I just hear him going, hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. And I'm just like, where are you, dude? And he pops out naked, and he goes, boo! And then he goes back in behind the tree. And then finally, like, I just ran up to him, like, dude, you have got to get back here. And I dropped his clothes off at the beginning of the trail. Like, I brought his clothes off, because at this point in time...
More people are coming in, right?
Right. There was areas around us where there was no one with a blanket. It hadn't really filled in yet. This is early in the afternoon. So, but by that time, you had to, like, walk really careful just to make sure he didn't step on someone else's stuff.
Sure.
So he's going to be walking by a bunch of families with coolers and kids and all this stuff. So I've got his clothes on. I'm like, you've got to put your clothes on. And he bolts by me, man. And he starts, like, doing zoomies on the top of the hill naked.
Oh, my God.
Running around going, wee! And I'm just like, oh, my God, in heaven. Eventually, I finally got him to sit down and put his clothes on and come back down to the blanket. And he, as soon as he got down to the blanket, he, like, fell asleep for a minute. Then he woke back up again, and he's like, hey, man, where are we? I'm like, we're at a show. We're at Oregon Ridge. And he's like, man, this is crazy. I'm like, you have no idea.
He didn't even know that he'd been naked hiding in the woods.
How crazy this has been for me. So
I mean, he's got to put at least shorts on.
Yeah, anyway. Yeah. He was having a blast. I just had to corral him in.
But he didn't really remember being naked in the woods.
No, he didn't remember any of it. He didn't remember, like, even the next day. I was like, dude, that was a bit much. He's like, what? And I was like, what band did you see? And he's like, I don't know. And I'm like, all right, who did we go see? He's like, oh, well, you know, we went to see Bootsy Collins and, you know, P-Funk and all that, and George Glenn. And I was like, do you remember any of it? He's like, no. I mean, we're talking, their stage show is like a carnival.
Right.
They're visuals and things that are spinning around and all the colors and the lights and stuff. This is not a concert you forget. this is like, you know, seeing a laser light show or something.
Right.
You definitely know that this was they turned it up, you know.
For sure.
I mean, he didn't remember any of it.
Or being naked in the woods.
No. And I told him, he's like, I did not. I was like, yes, you did, man. I was like, you took all your clothes off and you ran around. You were gone for like an hour and a half, man. And he's like, I was not gone for an hour and a half. I'm like, I had to go in there twice to try to find you. And every time I did, you just jump out of a tree and go, boo, hee-hee-hee. And then you run up the trail some more. I'm like, eventually you'll find your way back, I guess.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look, it's Terry Daly in studio.
Good day, gentlemen.
Oh, what a lovely day we have outside, folks.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. It is beautiful.
Couldn't ask for more.
We're doing sunshine songs today, right? In honor of the weather?
That would put me in better spirits, for sure. Mm-hmm.
It is one of those days where you can just kind of kick back, eat a bowl of chili in the middle of June, and maybe watch a movie.
How about cream of crab soup?
Right.
That's what I'm going home to.
This is snuggle weather for sure.
Meatloaf, something in a crock pot.
This is snuggle weather. You're right.
Mm-hmm. Snuggle weather.
Except I have roasted garlic farts, so no one's trying to. No one is snuggling
point
with me
it
right
that
now.
Way.
Are you ready for some football?
It feels like it. Man, this is other than the Mariners, this is a tough time of the year if you're into watching sports.
Yeah.
Correct.
It really is. It's a dry space.
Let's be honest, Miles, even for the Mariners, this is a,
it's a dry space. Right. Yeah.
They're really not helping.
Yeah. So maybe a good night to watch a movie. You've got some tunes that when you hear the tune, you immediately think of the movie that associates it with.
That's correct.
So, like, I think, not that they're my favorite movies, but,
don't
oh, God, Say Anything with John Cusack when he holds the boombox up. Is it In Your Eyes from Peter Gabriel, although it was a Fishbone song for...
Yeah, the truth is, so in that iconic scene, as it were, when we started celebrating stalkers and people that can't take a hint, he was actually listening to Fishbone, right? And he kept dancing because he's a Fishbone fan. So the directors kept yelling at him, saying, man, you have to stand still, but he refused to stop playing Fishbone. And then, yeah, they dubbed over...
Peter Gabriel.
What's Peter Gabriel?
Yeah, In Your Eyes. That became the most iconic scene in the movie, when he's stalking her outside.
And you know what I did? I bought a boombox, a trench coat, and just stood outside of women who I thought were hot and played them. It works
weird.
Like a charm.
That's not
you
weird.
You never get pepper sprayed or have the cops called on you.
Yeah, definitely not in 2023, for sure.
You can always guarantee a good soundtrack from a Quentin Tarantino
oh,
movie.
Yeah.
Correct.
So he, no matter what, I mean, even if it's tunes that you're just being introduced to, like Urge, Overkill, Girl You'll Be Holding Soon, old Neil Diamond track, or hell, even Reservoir Dogs.
Yep.
There were some iconic scenes in that. Then on the other side of it, like Goodfellas. I remember
I love that album.
Layla.
Oh, yeah.
Was predominantly featured from Derek and the Dominoes in a pretty intense scene. So I think music can really tell a tale.
Eye of the Tiger, brother.
Eye of the Tiger.
That is the ultimate montage song. It really is, right? You hear that song, you feel like, you know what, man? In 7 minutes, I can train to fight a heavyweight.
Well, there's the best around from Joe Esposito.
I mean,
that's another.
Yeah.
I'm talking montage.
Right.
I mean, if it's just a montage, you're correct. I have the tiger. But I'm with Miles. Like, the Goodfellas soundtrack, top to bottom, has a lot of good songs in there.
Sure, sure.
Also, so, that scene in a Dazed and Confused where he rolls out, what does he drive, like a GTO or something like
something
that?
Like
and
that.
Sweet Emotion, I believe, is the song. Also, Fog Hat is in that. Like, there's just some really classic soundtracks like that.
Holiday
you know?
Road from Lindsey Buckingham on the Vacation soundtrack. Caddyshack had a great soundtrack as well back in the day with Kenny Loggins.
Kenny Loggins did a soundtrack for every damn movie that came
Footloose.
Out in the 80s. My God.
And if you're in Seattle, the single soundtrack is like,
yes.
It's one of the greatest of all time.
Exactly. So today we have 10 songs that immediately make you think of a movie that you've seen. Since it's been.
10. Number 10.
Jaws 3.
Now this is Breaking 2, Electric Boogaloo Speed. Okay, this is Life is a Highway, but this is not Tom Cochran.
This is from a newer movie? I know this one. This is Rascal Flatts.
This is Rascal Flatts.
Yeah.
Okay.
What is the movie?
This is from my childhood, yeah.
Oh, it's Cars.
Yeah, that's right.
Lightning McQueen.
Yep. All right.
By the way, if you ever get a chance to go to a Disneyland and Universal, or not Universal, what's the other theme park they got?
I thought it was. No, Florida.
The one right beside.
California Adventure.
California Adventure. They have a Cars ride there. And it's one of the best rides I've ever been on.
That's awesome.
Really?
It was a long line.
Okay.
But it was worth it. When we got up there, I was like, all right, man, this is kind of slow to start out. Then we get on the racetrack. We're out racing between in these mountains. Yeah. It was awesome. It was an absolutely awesome ride.
Mike, you were digging this song, man.
Man, I love this song.
You are absolutely rocking.
I forgot how much I enjoyed Rascal Flatts. Like, they had a really hard minute there when I was growing up.
These are 10 songs that immediately make you think of a movie on Sit and Spin.
Number 9.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it.
I'm getting Jaws 3 again.
Move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to move it.
It's the kid crowd out there. The people with kids are probably getting this. I didn't get this.
But you have kids.
I do have a kid.
I mean, I'm telling you, this is one that we have not experienced this one yet with our little guy.
What is the movie?
Chris Tucker, Ben Stiller, David Schwimmer.
Madagascar.
You know what? I've only seen about half of that once. Luckily, yeah. I didn't have to. I don't know if it's good. I don't know if it's bad. I just started hating kids' movies right after I had kids.
Because you started watching.
Because I just sat through all of them, man.
These are 10 songs that immediately make you think of a movie. I'm Sit and Spin.
Number 8.
All right, Titanic.
Oh, God. How appropriate.
Mm. Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Is that a flute?
Yeah, that's right, Mike.
Think about that when you put the song in, huh?
I mean, when this movie came out, I think I saw it in the theater like 5 times. I was obsessed.
Really?
And then when it came out on video, it was in 2 VHSs, you know, because that's how it was back then.
That's how long it was.
You get 2 VHSs, and if you just watch the first one, nothing bad happens. You can just you can just go on with your life, and you don't have to watch the second one.
I kind of feel bad for Celine Dion because, you know, she was on top of the world. She was like the Adele of her day. And every time I see her now, it's like a TMZ video of her saying something very sad.
Well, she's a bad shape.
Something sad's happened.
Like, she's like Mick Marsing, dude. Yeah.
Over and over.
Isn't she like just like self-petrifying or something?
It's never good news.
No.
They call it like stiff person syndrome or something like that.
Seriously, dude, it has a name like that. You don't question
stiff,
what's wrong.
Stiff Canadian
Seriously.
Syndrome.
Seriously. Yeah, stiff person syndrome. What does it mean? It's in the name.
What if like all people with stiff person syndrome can sing really well? Like maybe that's a
is that the
like
trade off?
A side effect of it.
These are 10 songs that immediately make you think of a movie.
Number 7. Hey now, you're an all-star.
All right, now we're into Shrekville. And I cannot believe Taryn Daly,
you've never seen Shrek.
You've never seen Shrek?
I've never seen Shrek.
But you know what? This is like, to me, I can't remember the year that this came out, but I'm getting like middle school vibes for myself from this song.
You'd have liked it then.
I probably would have loved it.
Yeah, you'd like it now.
I'll probably watch it within the next couple of years.
Are you amazed at the amount of hostility you get when you say, I haven't seen
that
Shrek?
That blows my mind.
Because everyone has the same reaction. You haven't seen Shrek?
And you know what's funny about that? I actually told Brad one time that I wanted us to go as Shrek and Fiona for Halloween, but I've never seen the movie. But I think we can pull it off.
This is like we should have a watch party.
This is like Shrek.
This is like Ted Star Wars to me. But he's just doing it out of spite.
Yeah.
I mean, Shrek's a good movie.
We had it. I remember we had it on DVD, which was mind-blowing.
Right.
And we'd watch it on different languages just to watch the gingerbread man get tortured in French.
Oh, damn.
Not my buttons. All right, this is my assignment. I'm going to watch Shrek. All right. Guys. All right, I'm in.
10 songs that immediately make you think of a movie
on Sit and Spin.
Six. Number six.
Where is my
He will not get stiff person syndrome based on your theory.
Is it a dark movie?
Yeah, it's a mind movie. It messes with your mind a little bit.
We don't talk about it, Ted.
We don't talk about it.
Oh, Fight Club.
There you go.
That's right. Good call. Good call. Yeah.
And who's the band?
It's the Pixies.
Oh, it's the Pixies.
I'm a massive Pixies fan.
I know those Pixies are Pogues. I get those bands confused all the time.
The Pixies and the Pogues.
Yeah, I do. Just because they both start with P.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, but that's sound, it.
That's all.
That is the only similarity.
It's like the Beatles and the Bengals.
Oh, there you go.
They're confused all the time. Very similar. 10 songs that immediately make you think of a movie.
Number five.
There you go.
Jaws 3.
How's this, Rocky?
Rocky 3, goddammit.
Okay.
He needed the eye of the tiger because he was taking on Clubber Lang, a.k.a. Mr. T.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which was a whole new... Man, when Mr. T, like, entered the landscape, I think everyone had to do a reset. Like, this is a terrifying man.
Didn't Survivor do another song for either Rocky 4?
Rocky 4. And
he fought the Russian.
Yeah, but it didn't do. And like, and it's the same.
Like in a burning heart or something like that. Was that?
Yeah, that's when he's like training. He's running up the mountains of Russia, and when he gets to the top, he screams, "Drago!" And if you watch the director's cut, you hear, "What?
I'm over here.
What do you need?
Vodka." These are 10 songs to make you think of a movie on Sit and Spin.
Number four.
Oh, Dirty Dancing.
Yeah. All right, Ted, I'm running. You gotta catch me. Pick me up.
We gotta be in the water. We haven't practiced.
The one thing about this movie, there was no dirty dancing in it. It was just dancing.
Well, it was a different time. That was dirty dancing back then.
Yeah, man.
I don't think it was dirty at all.
Remember back when the jitterbug had all the parents?
We got dirtier in fifth grade dances than this.
That's true. There was a lot of grinding.
But that movie's supposed to be, what, the 50s or 60s in, like, the Adirondacks?
Adirondacks?
Yes?
Yeah.
What did you call them?
Adirondacks?
Adirondacks.
Different pronunciation there. Different pronunciation.
What are the odds, fellas, honest to God, the girl comes running up to you, and that kind of moment says, pick me up. Like, baby, it's not going to end well.
Why was it so?
There's no chance.
Why was
your wife weigh, like, 8 pounds?
Why were people so concerned about dancing then? You know, like, Footloose.
Yeah.
Oh, we had a, you know, then even when you listen to dance music, it's always like, you know, we're going to dance like it's the last night of our life. Don't stop the music. No one's trying to stop your music. There's no one out there looking at the plug going, I'm going to stop this dance music.
Mm.
These are 10 songs that make you think of a movie.
In Oklahoma.
Number three.
Clowns to the left of me. Jokers to
that's
right
Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs, yeah.
We see that here.
Super sound for the 70s.
Yeah. Was it Cool Billy? Cool Billy?
What's his name? What's Stephen Wright's name? He's the DJ.
Oh, that's right.
Is it Cool Billy? I'm making that up. I think I'm saying it wrong.
Well, you know what? Jerry Rafferty, his biggest song was Baker Street, lead singer of Steeler's Wheel.
Mm-hmm.
He had some yacht rock bangers.
I like Baker Street, man. I admit it.
Hey, Billy.
That immediately make you think of a movie on Sit and Spin.
Number two.
Don't need money. Don't take fame. Don't need no credit card.
American Psycho?
Hey!
The Shining.
That was Genesis. No solo Phil Collins. Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Yeah.
I was thinking Amityville Horror. I was so wrong.
He wrote some bangers when it came to like, hey, man, do a song for a movie.
Oh, Huey?
Yeah.
Sure, man.
Wait, Huey what? Lewis is featured in American Psycho.
It's hip to be square, man.
I feel like Huey really.
These are 10 songs that immediately make you think of a movie we made it.
The number one.
Number one.
Oh, yeah.
Seafair.
Plane sound effect there, man.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the new Top Gun?
I have not.
Yes.
I did not.
Did they use this song in the movie, or is that just in the OG?
I can't remember, but I watched it on the plane, and I told these two, I said, It is just, it's beautifully done cheesy.
Mm.
Like, it's enough cheese, but, like, not over the top.
It's everything I heard about the movie. My wife and one of her friends went to see it in the theater because they had to. And she said it was a great movie because it's absolutely stupid, but they did it perfect. It's exactly what you wanted it to be.
Taryn Daly, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks,
there you
guys.
Go with 10 songs. Make you think of a movie there on Sin Spin. Coming up, we'll drink and tell us with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What did your dog do that you'll always remember? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Marcel. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, so I now have an almost 8-year-old English Mastiff pit mix, and I've had her since she was 8 weeks old, got her from my dad. She's been a great dog her entire life, except for about 3 or 4 years ago. One random week, you know, I don't even know what was going on. I get home one day, and I'm living by myself at that time in just a one-bedroom apartment. And I get home, and the carpet is lifted in my little hallway from my bedroom to my from my main door to my bedroom, and just, you know, all that insulation and all that stuff shredded. And, you know, I don't, you know, I'm like, okay, what's going on? Like, this is totally unlike her. Like, she's never done anything like this before. She's 4 years old at this time, you know, and I don't really think, you know, I don't really do anything about it because I'm just like, oh, this is like a simple mistake, you know, no punishment, you know, so be it. Next day I get home, there's now a hole in my bedroom door. And all the curtains are torn off of my slider in the back of my, my sliding glass door to the patio, and all the curtains to my windows are all down and torn.
Jesus.
And to top it all off, she had decided to take a turd on all of her mess. So on top of all this mess and everything going on, she decided to top it off with that. So, it was crazy. I mean, so this was over about the course of like 3 or 4 days, I think it was. And I mean, I was overwhelmed. I didn't know what to do. So, I mean, I got on Facebook and I posted her. Like, I was like, I got to get rid of this dog. I don't know what's gotten into her. I don't have any clue, you know, like, again, this is 4 years in the making. She's been a great dog. She's never even like chewed a shoe, you know, like, and I couldn't figure it out. I asked vets, anything like that. So, didn't know what was going on. Basically, it fizzled out. And, you know, here we are today. I still have her. You know, she's a great dog. And
no, wait.
I'm thankful that I didn't get rid of her. Yes.
Did you ever figure out what got up her ass to do all that?
I don't, you know. And I seriously, till this day, it still kind of, you know, I think about it randomly, you know. It's something I'll never forget. So it's like, I wonder to this day what happened. Like, was somebody harassing her? Like, so I lived in an upstairs apartment. So it's not like there was somebody ground floor that could be like consistently walking by, or like a dog that she could see walking by. Like, I don't know what it was. So it was like, is somebody throwing something at my window? Is something antagonizing her, you know? And till this day, I still don't know what was going on. But
did anyone offer to take your dog when you put it up on Facebook?
There was an offering, but you know, kind of, you know, I'm a dog person, and, you know, I feel like I would be the last person to ever get rid of my dog. And I feel like I kind of was in my, I'm going to kill his dog. I'm going to, I'm going to get rid of her. Like, you know, I couldn't do it. So my dad's friend ended up, you know, she was like, I can take her. But again, I came to my senses and, you know, I kind of called it all off and I was like, I'm just going to keep her. Everything's, you know, I'm going to obviously try to get through it. And yeah, here we are today.
I get it, man. Look, I want to get rid of my dog 4 times a day, every day.
It's just a baguette.
It's enough.
For a crab dip.
Well, actually, my wife followed up with that. I might kill her since it was dinner. Yes, we understand. That's mm-hmm. what my wife said. Mm-hmm. She probably has posted on Facebook right now, free dog. But once you get past it, like, we'll just buy another baguette. But yeah, like 4 times a day, like, I'm going to kill this dog.
So you can't leave food out?
I guess not baguette. I mean, we've had all these.
Well, honey, baguette.
Well, the honey. Yeah, the honey, we discovered that. But at the same time, so we had that party on Friday for the end of the year, whatever, for the kids. So there's a ton of hamburger and hot dog rolls, a couple of several. They're all out on the dining room table. I mean, she could easily get it. Like, if you like bread, this bread, tons of it, has been sitting there all weekend. And I'm not asking her to do that. So you would just think bread is safe. I didn't put the baguette in a higher place. I know it's on the kitchen island, a little bit higher than the dining room table. She wanted the baguette. I guess she has taste.
What did your dog do that you'll always remember? 206-803-ROB.
Your dog eats some high-end stuff. Filets, honey, baguettes.
The filets kill me, man. Those things have been marinating all day. We have been texting each other all day. Meanwhile, she's like, it smells so good in here. I'm like, oh, dude. You know, it's just the garlic, oh, the whole nine, right? And then we're going to grill them when I get home from work. We walk into the house. Well, the steaks that were on the island are no longer on the island. And here's a dog face down on the floor with the last of the three that she'd eaten. And man, I'm telling you, the house smelled so good. I mean, it really, you just walked in, they didn't cook yet, it smelled that good. And I'm like, I'm going to kill
the dog knows.
I'm going to kill this dog, yeah. Every day, like, I hate you, but I love her. Hello, Todd. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
So what's your story? What's my story?
Yes.
Yeah. I had an Akita. If you know what those are.
Yes, sure. Yes, we do.
In Akita. Okay. Well, he was a really good dog. He used to plow his face into the toilet and come and wipe it off in my lap. But anyway, he had about 100 acres to go out. I would let him out before I had to go to work to go out and play and do what he had to do. And I worked swing shift, and it was time that I had to go to work, and he'd come back to the house. And it was a normal thing. But one day he came back into the house, and well, he found a porcupine.
Uh-oh,
is right.
How bad was that? Because we just had a thing about hugging a porcupine on one of our polls that we do on Big Dummy Day. And apparently, even if you're a human being and you encounter a porcupine, you need to go to the veterinarian because they are more skilled to remove the quills or the barbs.
Correct, because they're barbed, yeah.
Because more dogs end up in that situation than humans.
Right, but here's the deal. I was making minimum wage in Washington State with my swing shift, because I was on swing shift, making a whopping $5.01 an hour. I couldn't afford a vet. So what I did, I took him into the bathroom, and I cornered him. He really trusted me. And I got a pair of pliers, and I pulled all the quills out, a hole out of his muzzle. And then I pulled all the quills out in his gums, between his teeth, in the roof of his mouth. I was pulling quills out of everywhere.
And was the dog letting you do this, or was he obviously in some pain?
Well, he was in pain, but he trusted me so much that he knew I was going to get him out of pain.
Okay.
How long did that take to heal?
Well, the problem is, so I got him, and I figured...
Yeah, real comfortable. I don't know.
Want more of the Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef of the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Now, obviously, for me, in my kitchen, dip season kind of starts in the fall. Football gets going, you get out those dips.
Sure.
But obviously, there's a lot of dips for different times of year, and some of them I just don't think about. Now, today we've been eating a blue crab dip with Old Bay in it and cream cheese and just deliciousness.
Yes.
That could be, now granted, I'm from Maryland, but that could be eaten all time here.
Mm. Oh, absolutely.
You know what I mean?
God, is that good.
It is delicious. But these are some summertime dip recipes.
Delicious and plentiful.
There is a lot of dip in there.
My wife said, hey, I'm going to make you guys crab dip for the show. Cool. Everyone appreciates it.
People have torn into
that. She pulled
dip.
That thing out today. I'm like, my God, that is a lot of crab dip.
Correct.
I'm saying it's half gone now.
It is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some work was put in.
Let's see. First of all, again, these are going to be some summer dip recipes.
Summer dip makes me feel fine.
Yeah, and like, I mean, I'm just saying more like, but like, you obviously, I make a spinach dip. You could make that any time of year.
Sure.
I just think more of football holidays is when I
make like, it. Well, because you make it in a bread
sitting
bowl.
Around. Right.
Yeah.
You're going to sit down. You know you're not going to move much. That's more why I think of dips, because you're right. Football season specifically.
I like pico. I like salsa. All the, you know, the good stuff with Mexican food as far as guacamole goes. But I'm telling you, one of my favorites still, and it doesn't matter what time of the year it is, because it doesn't seem to be the worst anymore. But based on the hot dip today, queso fundido.
That stuff, if it's on your menu, I will order.
I've had it with chorizo.
Yes, that is specifically how I like
God,
it.
Oh, God, it's amazing.
I mean, you're...
It is
those
so
are
good.
Delicious, but for some reason, I don't think it's like I don't think a salsa is a dip.
I don't even so like what
like
about
chips
like,
and salsa. It's just like, hey, I'm bringing chips
you dip
and salsa.
Your chips in salsa, right? But for some reason, we don't think of it as being a dip.
Right, and you got to dip responsibly.
And all you do is dip crap into it. What about hummus? Is hummus a dip or a spread?
So this made the list as a they're saying you can make it homemade for summertime.
Okay,
and that counts as a dip. I'll be honest with you, hummus to me is only a dip.
Really?
Like, I've never made something at home and put hummus on it.
I mean, no, I've only done it on a pita.
Yeah, pita, and then something else goes on the pita. I rarely dip anything in hummus. If I have hummus, yeah, I'm spreading it.
Yeah,
but I don't eat vegetables, and I think that's the difference. If I eat vegetables, I'd probably dip vegetables into the hummus.
Well, they make little tiny pitas, or you can get a big pita and just rip it apart. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess I just don't sit around the house. I just don't sit around the house, but like, I don't have Euro meat sitting in my house.
Yeah. No, I don't think anyone does.
God.
I don't even know if you can buy it.
I wouldn't leave.
Could you buy that at the store?
Yeah, do they have, like, can I buy it, like, pre-made
Euro
meat?
Kind of, like, fry it up in a pan like bacon? It's already sliced?
Yeah.
I guess you can't do
that. I
mean, because
sometimes you order from a pizza place or whatever, and you could tell it's, like, those smaller strips.
Correct.
It's like, they get that. So that means there's got to be Euro meat.
Somewhere, man, yeah.
Somewhere out there you could probably buy frozen.
God, I love a good Euro.
Look, if anything I've learned in the last few years, you could probably buy it frozen. You could probably make it in an air fryer.
You know what?
But you said you have a new recipe with tzatziki sauce.
I do not. Tzatziki sauce
or
makes
tzatziki, I'm sorry.
Tzatziki sauce makes the list as something good to dip in. What I was saying is, I'm sure they have it at Fred Meyer QFC. There is a tzatziki and feta dip that is awesome.
Okay.
Again, you could use it as a spread, whatever. I like it just with some crackers.
Do you put it in a different container when you take it to someone's house, or do you leave it
nope.
in the... Okay, all right.
Yeah, I mean, just leave it in there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Look, I'm already the dip king. I don't got to lie. I like this one. It says summer salsa with a shot. Fresh tomato salsa with just a dash of heat from the jalapeno, but a couple of teaspoons of tequila to help kick it up a next level.
Ooh. Okay.
Never had that before.
I've had a lot of salsa in the summer with shots.
Yes, I have too.
Right. I've had them separately.
I guess I got to swish them in my mouth together.
Let's see. A zesty herb dip. They say just put together a handful of ingredients, tangy sour cream, some spices from your pantry, and a touch of lemon and fresh herbs.
They're not wrong. It's real easy, and it's good.
Yeah, it is.
Because we have a bunch of herbs growing outside of the house now, and I keep bringing them in and just chopping up and making something half the time.
You can't go wrong.
Butter, whatever the hell it's going to be, but I have not thought of that.
At summertime also, that's like this is what corn shines.
Oh, man.
Like corn and watermelon. And again, you can eat these all any time of year. But corn and watermelon, like that's a summertime staple. So they put grilled corn salsa.
I'm not sure if I've had that.
Grilled corn salsa?
I'm not.
I've had it before at a Mexican place. I've had it.
Yeah.
It's good, man. You know what? Honest to God, I just like corn on the cob. Like, just give me the corn still attached to the body. You know what I'm saying? We have some in the refrigerator right now.
I love corn in general. So I like corn salsas. For a while, I would always get black bean and corn salsas as opposed to tomato sauce. But now I'm older. I can eat the tomato chunks from a little baby. But I like corn in all forms, right? Can of corn, Easy
cream
fly.
Corn.
Cream corn.
Yeah.
Cornbread. Corn on the cob. Like, right, like, you never, like, cornbread.
Hush puppies.
There's very few corn things. Corn fritter.
Yeah.
Like, there's very few
okay,
things.
Okay, Bubba.
I know. Right, elote dip. Mike got me turned on to that.
Yep.
There's one at, I know we were getting the one from Costco, but you could find more elote dips around there, too. And elote is like the Mexican-style way of making corn.
Which is tremendous.
Yeah.
It is. It is super delicious. Buffalo hummus. Basically, you're just making your hummus. You can add some buffalo sauce.
Mm-hmm. I'm down with that.
You can add Frank's buffalo sauce.
Well, normally when you buy hummus, they have four or five varieties. Mm-hmm. There's garlic, roasted red pepper, black pepper. They have Montreal seasoning hummus I've seen.
I haven't seen that one. The everything bagel one is good, but it's a little...
That's in my fridge right now.
Well, it's a little salty.
I haven't tried it yet. My wife pointed it out.
It's phenomenal.
Okay.
Well, am I not mistaken that it's just a different name on the same thing with Montreal seasoning and the everything bagel? Far as the same ingredients are concerned.
Oh, no. No.
Really, completely different.
I don't think you could really, like, season a steak with the everything bagel stuff. Because most of the stuff would burn off. You're talking sesame seeds, poppy seeds, Montreal seasoning. I want to say is more spices, and stuff like that.
Correct. And like, I'm not super into nuts and everything, but I don't know how that pine nut hummus is delicious.
Pine nut hummus. I've not tried that.
Oh, it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I like this one. Combining cultures, tangy guacamole ranch dip.
Okay.
So instead of putting in your secret ingredient, you would put in ranch and make it creamy.
You could add ranch dressing, right, to kind of make it a little creamier. And don't worry. Look, I'll tell anybody. I was saying earlier in the office, I put a little dollop of mayonnaise in my guacamole.
Okay.
And before you attack me, I learned this from a girl that was half Mexican, half Irish.
Okay.
And that was her secret. I was always like, man, your homemade guacamole is good.
That was the Irish side.
That was her mom's side.
Yeah.
Well, no, man, I mean, they slathered that corn and mayonnaise.
That's fact.
Yes, they do. And it is good. I wasn't sold on that idea, but man, it is fantastic.
And trust me, homemade guacamole is the easiest thing to make. You can take your time and make a very good recipe, or you can do what I do sometimes. Just mash up a couple avocados. Get a couple spoonfuls of pico.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you just got a spoonful of salsa.
It's already got the onions cut up.
It's got it in there, right. And then just mix it together.
What's that? By the way, real quick, somebody says Costco has Euro meat pre-sliced. Just heat and eat.
Huh. I mean, Costco is everything.
I know.
Everything. Now, this is a big one, and a shout-out to another sous chef of mine, Taryn Daly. She brought this one year to the festival and broke it out on Sunday. She made a vat of this Texas caviar. And, I mean, people were plowing
through it. What is in Texas caviar?
It's a fresh dip that's made in minutes with canned beans, corn, tomatoes, peppers, and onions.
I'm in. Yeah. I mean, come on.
And it's just, on a hot day or whatever, it is just refreshing.
And that's like the perfect, those are the ingredients that need to be together.
Right, and Texas caviar is another thing. Most of these summer dips, you were asking earlier, would you spread out hummus or would you use it as a dip? Most of these go either way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you could put them on something or you could just eat them yourself.
You could put them on top of like a grilled chicken breast.
Yeah, exactly.
Eat it that way too.
We got Texas caviar on there. Some of these are a little homemade onion dip always makes it.
Sure.
And listen, you can ask Miles and I have been doing this for years. It is so simple. I don't know how to explain it. If you just put the Lipton's onion soup and sour cream together, it tastes a lot better than buying a pre-made one there.
I did read a recipe earlier today where they were doing the same basic thing but with caramelized onions. And that's just fine. I'm just not sure what the other seasonings are that you need to kind of complete the dip, but that was pretty strong. Oh, also don't forget the most delicious dip you can get all summer long. Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
There you go.
Exactly.
Hell yeah.
Now that is some of the best salsa.
That honestly is.
Honest to God.
Dip responsibly.
Yes. Not available on the Odyssey app, unfortunately, but you can pick it up at your favorite local grocer for sure. Coming up, we'll drink and tell us with a shout of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Connect with The Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Name is McDummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dana. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Dana, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. I'm still working.
All right, Dana.
Why does everyone let that stop them? That's ridiculous.
The last guy was like excited sober, which is nice.
He was excited. Yeah, usually people are real down. I'm sober.
Dana, what do you want to come back as? A cockroach, a possum, a snake, or a catfish?
A snake.
And what kind of snake are you going to be?
A boa constrictor.
All right.
Oh, you just want to crush people.
I just love giving hugs.
From our listeners here, Ted, another piece of trivia.
All right.
Harry Potter. It says, fun piece of Harry Potter trivia. Dumbledore once gave Professor McGonagall Hogwarts.
Oh, no. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Oh, really?
No, they okay. got me. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Here is your question. What gaming app, which was a monster hit back in 2016, has been credited with teaching Americans the metric system?
Oh, man.
Mike, you were a huge fan of this when it came out.
Oh, was I?
You were. Drug dealer.
Oh, my daughter would know this. Roblox?
Pokemon.
Pokemon Go.
Oh, she's going to kill me.
Yep. Pokemon Vominos. Here's another Ted question. In the Star Wars movie, what kind of farm does Luke Skywalker grow up on?
Shoot.
It's also the nickname for my junk.
He grew up on that dude's farm?
I don't know.
It's a moisture farm. That's why I nicknamed my junk the moisture farm. Would you like to visit the moisture farm, everybody?
I thought it was a bantha farm.
That is like the unsexiest term anyone could use.
Hey, big boy, want to check out my moisture farm?
I did up until you said it.
Come in the room. It's like a moisture farm in here.
Oh, God.
There you go, Miles, another farm.
Yeah.
That's right.
Moisture farm.
There's a lot more farms than I thought. There's an ant farm.
But technically, I thought it was Lando Calrissian.
Huh? What are you talking about? You know, oh, my penis.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Yes.
That dude has a farm, too?
Ted is correct. Dana, I lied to you. The actual nickname for my penis is, in fact, Lando Calrissian. Ted is 100% correct on that, but yes.
Much better.
Well, thank you. Thanks.
Yeah.
I'll let my penis know you think so. All right, Dana, your question on The Simpsons. Who is Radioactive Man's boy sidekick? It's also the name of a band.
Radiohead.
That's where we like to get in the biz. You know what I'm talking about. It'd be Fallout Boy. Fallout Boy.
Oh, yeah.
What a terrible band. God, I just thought they were bad.
They still are.
Are they still around? Are they still doing stuff?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the Pete Wentz band?
Is he Fallout Boy or is he the other
one? Oh, that's the other one.
There's like three of them that I think are all the same.
I'd have to ask Danny.
It's that cul-de-sac angry rock.
Yeah. I have nothing to be angry about, so I'm going to write an angry song.
I cannot believe my parents make over $100,000 a year, and I'm in my own bedroom with a TV in it. I'm so angry.
And those two are actually related. They were named because of the Simpsons character.
Yeah, Fall Out Boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that Pete Wentz's band?
Come on, Mike. Everyone wants
yes.
to know. It is Pete,
it is
Wentz's,
Pete Wentz's
band.
Band.
Hey, Dana, good news. It's Pete Wentz's band. Fall Out Boy.
Lucky.
All right, here's your... What is the more common term for radio detection and ranging?
Detection. I'm doing awful today. I don't know.
Also a MASH character.
Mm-hmm.
Radar.
Radar.
That's a deep reference there, Mr. Hawk.
We all had our parents watch it.
All right, that's fair. That's fair.
Question five, Dana.
By the way, Ted, the Harry Potter trivia is really rolling in from the listener.
All right, what do we got?
Fun piece of Harry Potter trivia. The Goblet of Fire, which is the name of one of the books, is also the nickname for Hermione's moisture farm.
Oh,
that just came in.
Yeah. Wow.
The Goblet of Fire.
No.
Which would be scarier to you? You want to see my moisture farm or you want to visit my Goblet of Fire? I feel like Goblet of Fire, I'm going to get a disease where
correct.
The moisture farm, it's just sloppy, you know?
Holding me to the line, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire?
Yeah.
That's why Dumbledore was so mad.
Yeah. All right, your question. Unagi is the Japanese word for what?
Can you say it again?
Unagi. You can find it on like a sushi menu. It's an animal. So unagi is the Japanese word for what?
Shrimp?
Eel.
Eel. Yummy, yummy eel.
God, is that good.
It is good, but man, I questioned the first person that looked at an eel and said, you know what? I want to eat that.
I haven't been able to get into unagi. I tried it.
Really?
I tried it several times, and it's just not mine.
Really?
Is it the texture or is it the taste?
A little bit of both.
Because Miles told me about it. He's like, dude, you got to try it. And I'm like, man, I've seen it on menus, but barbecue eel is not the greatest sales pitch for me, I guess. So I finally tried it, and I'm like, this is tremendous.
It is great. You cannot believe how ugly a freshwater eel is either.
That's my issue, is that I just can picture what it looks like. But it is delicious every time I get it.
I think you always think what it looks like as you're eating it. Like,
you would never eat a ling cod.
No.
Actually, that's a great point. That's a disgusting looking
food. Or a soft shell crab sandwich.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's a number of things that might turn you off kind of quick.
All right, your question. What?
You're right. There's a lot of ungood looking things that we eat.
I mean, shrimp. You want to eat a water bug? Like, sure, man. Just rip the shell off and eat the meat. Mm-hmm. Your question. What actor played Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings movie trilogy?
Oh. What is his name?
That is exactly what I asked you.
You right. shall not pass!
He's angry.
He's a sir.
I can picture him and I cannot remember his name.
I almost don't want to tell you.
Sir.
It is sir. Come on.
Sir. No, he's always hanging out with the Star Trek dude.
Yeah. Come on. You're close.
It is something.
Ian McCullough.
Ian McAllister.
Ian McKellen, yes.
Okay. Question number seven, Dana.
Question number seven for Dana. All right, it's multiple choice. What record label owns the rights to every Elvis recording ever made? Is it Warner Brothers, Geffen, RCA, or Sony?
Sony?
RCA.
RCA.
Oh.
I really hate Elvis's music, man. I really do. I just think he sucked, dude.
I think he was on Sun Records to begin with, and they must have bought that catalog.
I guess. I don't know, man. I mean, I know he was popular and all, but god damn, he was terrible. All right. Who was Rocky's opponent in Rocky III?
Mr. T.
Do you remember his character's name?
It's what Ted used to be.
Clubber Lang. Mm-hmm. He was Clubber Lang, for God's sake. Come on, man.
Big Dummy.
Hello, Spencer. Welcome to the men's room.
Aloha, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Spencer, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober?
Sober.
All right, Spencer. Welcome to Big Dummy. Never done sign language over the phone before. That was a first. All right, Spencer, come back as one. Cockroach, possum, snake, or catfish?
Catfish, man. Those barbs are killer.
Okay.
You got a sweet mustache, bro.
You got a human hand down your throat.
It's not always a bad thing.
I like it.
All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. What is Ozzy Osbourne's real first name? Is it John, Jeff, Gregory, or Simon?
Gregory?
John?
John. John Osbourne.
Damn.
That's so much less exciting all of a sudden.
I'm thinking Ozzy.
All right, your question. What was Babe Ruth's real first name? Herman, Howard, Douglas, or George?
Isn't that Herman?
George. But his George middle name Herman. Was Herman. Yeah, George Herman, Herman Ruth. All right, your question. In what state did a young Clark Kent grow up?
Not a big place.
Nebraska.
Oh, so close. The other boring one, Kansas.
Smallville.
Yeah. Oh, that's right, Smallville, right? Yeah.
Question four.
All right, question number four. What actress played Ellen Ripley in the Alien movies?
Oh, Sigourney Weaver.
Okay.
And I had to look, I'm like Sigourney, so I actually looked it up. It is an actual name. I don't know if it's like just some dumbass stage name, because it's so. But it means the conqueror.
Oh,
that's a pretty badass.
That is.
What's your name? I'm the Conqueror Weaver, bitch.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Part of a minute to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 36-year-old Joseph Moulton of Naples, Florida. Oh, my bad. Typo. Naples, Florida. Joseph is being held on $30,000 bond after being charged with felony counts of burglary and grand theft. What did he do to earn these cessations? I'm glad you asked. Joseph, he jumped a fence. Then he hid in a cop car. Then he hid in some bushes. That before shoving a garden hose under a door and flooding a corridor with an inch of water. Keep in mind, this was at the Naples Police Department headquarters. But he still was not done. He then breached a security door, went into the police headquarters, took a shower, stole a police uniform, and before he left, defecated on the floor. And he did all of this without any of the officers inside of the Naples Police Department headquarters noticing. They finally noticed the defecation on the floor 2.5 hours after he did it, then looked at security footage, still couldn't find him. Lucky for them, one of the top detectives, a 7-Eleven cashier, talked about a suspicious man outside of the store at about 6:45 a.m., and that's when they finally caught him.
Wow.
This is police headquarters. You flooded a room. You breached security. You took a shower. You stole a uniform. You pooped on the floor. Oh, and he ate something as well.
All he didn't do was shave. He did, took care of two of the
three.
That's
basically, that is unbelievable to me that no one noticed until the 7-Eleven guy said, hey, I think this is the guy you're looking for. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Name is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Dana. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Dana, are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. I'm still working.
All right, Dana.
Why does everyone let that stop them? That's ridiculous.
The last guy was, like, excited sober, which is nice.
He was excited. Yeah, usually people are real down. I'm sober.
Dana, what do you want to come back as? A cockroach, a possum, a snake, or a catfish?
A snake.
And what kind of snake are you going to be?
A boa constrictor.
All right.
Oh, you just want to crush people.
I just love giving hugs.
listeners here, Ted, another piece of trivia.
All right.
Harry Potter. It says, fun piece of Harry Potter trivia. Dumbledore once gave Professor McGonagall Hogwarts.
Oh, no. Yeah. I didn't even know that.
Oh, really?
No, they got me. Thanks. Yeah. Thanks, everybody.
All right. Here is your question. What gaming app, which was a monster hit back in 2016, has been credited with teaching Americans the metric system?
Oh, man.
Mike, you were a huge fan of this when it came out.
Oh, was I?
You were.
Drug dealer.
Oh, my daughter would know this. Roblox?
Pokemon.
Pokemon Go.
Oh, she's going to kill me. Yep.
Pokemon Vominos. Here's another Ted question. In the Star Wars movie, what kind of farm does Luke Skywalker grow up on?
Shoot.
It's also the nickname for my junk.
He grew up on that dude's farm?
I don't know.
It's a moisture farm. That's why I nicknamed my junk the Moisture Farm. Would you like to visit the Moisture Farm, everybody?
I thought it was a Bantha Farm.
That is like the unsexiest term anyone could use.
Hey, big boy, want to check out my Moisture Farm?
I did up until you said it.
Come in the room. It's like a Moisture Farm in here.
Oh, God.
There you go, Miles, another farm.
Yeah. That's right. Moisture Farm.
There's a lot more farms than I thought. There's an ant farm.
But technically, I thought it was Lando Calrissian.
Huh? What are you talking about? You know, oh, my penis.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yes. That dude has a farm, too?
Ted is correct. Dana, I lied to you. The actual nickname for my penis is, in fact, Lando Calrissian. Ted is 100% correct on that, but yes.
Much better.
Oh, thank you. Thanks. Yeah. I'll let my penis know you think so. All right, Dana, your question on The Simpsons. Who is Radioactive Man's boy sidekick? It's also the name of a band.
Radiohead.
That's what we like to get in the biz. You know what I'm talking about. It'd be Fallout Boy. Fallout Boy.
Oh, yeah.
What a terrible band. God, I just thought they were bad.
They still are.
Are they still around? Are they still doing stuff?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that the Pete Wentz band?
Is he Fallout Boy or is he the other
one? Oh, that's the other one.
There's like three of them that I think are all the same.
I'd have to ask Danny.
It's that cul-de-sac angry rock.
Yeah. I have nothing to be angry about, so I'm going to write an angry song.
I cannot believe my parents make over $100,000 a year, and I'm in my own bedroom with TV in it. Right. I'm so angry.
And those two are actually related. They were named because of the Simpsons character.
Yeah, Fall Out Boy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there you go.
Is that Pete Wentz's band?
Come on, Mike. Everyone wants
yes.
to know. It is Pete Wentz's band. Hey, Dana, good news. It's Pete Wentz's band. Fall Out Boy.
Lucky.
All right, here's your... What is the more common term for radio detection and ranging?
I'm doing awful today. I don't know.
Also a MASH character.
Mm-hmm.
Radar.
Radar.
That's a deep reference there, Mr. Hawk.
We all had our parents watch it.
All right, that's fair. That's fair.
Question five, Dana.
By the way, Ted, the Harry Potter trivia is really rolling in from the listener.
All right, what do we got?
Fun piece of Harry Potter trivia. The Goblet of Fire, which is named in one of the books, is also the nickname for Hermione's moisture farm.
Oh,
that just came in.
Yeah. Wow.
The Goblet of Fire.
No.
Which would be scarier to you? You want to see my moisture farm or you want to visit my Goblet of Fire? I feel like Goblet of Fire, I'm going to get a disease, where
correct.
The moisture farm, it's just sloppy, you know?
Holding me to the line, did you put your name in the Goblet of Fire? That's why Dumbledore was so mad.
Yeah. All right, your question. Unagi is the Japanese word for what?
Careful.
Can you say it again?
Unagi. You can find it on like a sushi menu. It's an animal. So unagi is the Japanese word for what?
Shrimp?
Eel.
Yummy, yummy eel.
God, is that good.
It is good, but man, I questioned the first person that looked at an eel and said, you know what? I want to eat that.
I haven't been able to get into unagi. I tried it.
Really?
I tried it several times, and it's just not mine.
Really?
Is it the texture or is it the taste?
A little bit of both.
Because Miles told me about it. He's like, dude, you got to try it. And I'm like, man, I've seen it on menus, but barbecue eel is not the greatest sales pitch for me, I guess. So I finally tried it, and I'm like, this is tremendous.
It is great. You cannot believe how ugly a freshwater eel is, either.
That's my issue, is that I just can picture what it looks like. But it is delicious every time I get it.
I think you always think what it looks like as you're eating it. Like,
you would never eat a ling cod.
No.
Actually, that's a great point. That's a disgusting looking
food. Or a soft-shell crab sandwich.
Yes, right.
I mean, there's a number of things. Might turn you off kind of quick.
All right, your question.
There's a lot of ungood-looking things that we eat.
I mean, shrimp. You want to eat a water bug? Like, sure, man. Just rip the shell off and eat the meat.
Mm-hmm.
Your question. What actor played Gandalf in the Lord of the Rings movie trilogy?
Oh. What is his name?
That is exactly what I asked you.
You shall not pass!
He's angry.
He's a sir.
I can picture him and I cannot remember his name.
I almost don't want to tell you.
Sir.
It is sir. Come on.
Sir. No, he's always hanging out with the Star Trek dude.
Yeah. Come on. You're close.
It is something.
Ian
McAllister.
Ian McKellen, yes.
Okay. Question number seven, Dana.
Question number seven for Dana. All right, it's multiple choice. What record label owns the rights to every Elvis recording ever made? Is it Warner Brothers, Geffen, RCA, or Sony?
Sony?
RCA.
RCA.
Oh.
I really hate Elvis's music, man. I really do. I just think he sucked, dude.
I think he was on Sun Records to begin with, and they must have bought that catalog.
I guess. I don't know, man. I mean, I know he was popular and all, but god damn, he was terrible. All right. Who was Rocky's opponent in Rocky III?
Mr. Key.
Do you remember? Do you remember his character's name?
It's what Ted used to be.
Clubber Lang. Mm-hmm. He was Clubber Lang, for God's sake. Come on, man.
Big dummy.
Hello, Spencer. Welcome to the men's room.
Aloha, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
Spencer, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober?
Sober.
All right, Spencer. Welcome to Big Dummy. Never done sign language over the phone before. That was the first. All right, Spencer, come back as one. Cockroach, possum, snake, or catfish?
Catfish, man. Those barbs are killer.
Okay.
You can get a sweet mustache, bro.
Got a human hand down your throat.
It's not always a bad thing.
I like it.
All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. What is Ozzy Osbourne's real first name? Is it John, Jeff, Gregory, or Simon?
Gregory?
John?
John. John Osbourne.
Damn.
That's so much less exciting all of a sudden.
I'm thinking Ozzy.
All right, your question. What was Babe Ruth's real first name? Herman, Howard, Douglas, or George?
Isn't that Herman?
George. It was George, but it was, George. His George. Middle name Herman. Was Herman. Yeah, George Herman, Herman Ruth. All right, your question. In what state did a young Clark Kent grow up?
Not a big place.
Nebraska.
Oh, so close. The other boring one, Kansas.
Smallville.
Oh, that's right. Smallville, right? Yeah, yeah.
Question four.
All right, question number four. What actress played Ellen Ripley in the Alien movies?
Oh, Sigourney Weaver.
Okay.
And I had to look, I'm like, Sigourney. So I actually looked it up. It is an actual name. I don't know if it's like just some dumbass stage name, but it means the Conqueror.
Oh,
that's a pretty badass.
That is.
What's your name? I'm the Conqueror Weaver, bitch.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Part of a minute to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today we toast 36-year-old Joseph Moulton of Naples, Florida. Oh, my bad. Typo. Naples, Florida. Joseph is being held on $30,000 bond after being charged with felony counts of burglary and grand theft. What did he do to earn these sustains? I'm glad you asked. Joseph, he jumped a fence. Then he hid in a cop car. Then he hid in some bushes. That before shoving a garden hose under a door and flooding a corridor with an inch of water. Keep in mind, this was at the Naples Police Department headquarters. But he still was not done. He then breached a security door, went into the police headquarters, took a shower, stole a police uniform, and before he left, defecated on the floor. And he did all of this without any of the officers inside of the Naples Police Department headquarters noticing. They finally noticed the defecation on the floor 2.5 hours after he did it, then looked at security footage, still couldn't find him. Lucky for them, one of the top detectives, a 7-Eleven cashier, talked about a suspicious man outside of the store at about 6:45 a.m., and that's when they finally caught him.
Wow.
This is police headquarters. You flooded a room. You breached security. You took a shower. You stole a uniform. You pooped on the floor. Oh, and he ate something as well.
All he didn't do was shave. He did, took care of two of the
That's
three.
Basically, that
two
is unbelievable to me that no one noticed until the 7-Eleven guy said, hey, I think this is the guy you're looking for. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.